So a man walked into a flower shop and asked for a potted red geranium. "I'm sorry," said the clerk at the flower shop. "We're completely sold out of our potted geraniums, but I'd be happy to give you a deal on something else. Could you use some African violets instead?" Replied the customer sadly, "No, it was the geraniums my wife told me to water while she was gone." Give me a show of hands if you can relate. Back in Jesus' day, agriculture was front and center to the life of the people. Most people had a little plot of land to grow vegetables to supplement their meager diet. And in our parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew today, we have a picture of a common farmer. He doesn't have the tools that are properly fit to prepare the seed, so he just reaches into his bag, takes out a handful after handful of seed and flings it across the ground. Rather haphazard way to farm, isn't it? Sounds like a sure way to end up with a dead geranium. Now, because of this unorganized way, the sower is throwing the seeds. Some of it falls on a hard-packed pathway. Some fall among the rocks, some fall among the weedy ground, and some in the thorny ground, and some fall on the fertile ground where the seed takes root and produces an abundant crop. Jesus tells this story to illustrate how God intends to spread love and good news throughout the world. What is important for us to grasp is that the parable seems to give the impression that God is not at all concerned about the soil. All types of soil have equal access to the seed. A modern farmer would be careful with the seed. He would want to get the best bang for his buck. A modern farmer would select only the best soil, prepare it well. Forget the poor soil or the thorny soil, the rocky soil or hard ground. Anything but the best is just out of luck. But that's not the case in our parable today. The seed, which represents the love and good news of God, is scattered indiscriminately, extravagantly, wantonly across all the sorts of ground. So the story is clear. All grounds get a shot at the seed, all types of soil. That's the amazing power of God's love. God scatters it all throughout the earth because it has power to take root even in the hardest of grounds. And once it takes root, it can bear fruit. God doesn't care about the condition of the soil in this parable. God just wants the seed to be shared, thrown out, planted. And of course, the harsher the soil, the harder it is to produce a crop. We know that. But it's like, you know, image, if you've seen these pictures of the dandelion coming through the crack in the sidewalk. I remember seeing them as a child. That life can burst forth even in the harshest of circumstances. And remember the verse from Isaiah 53 that says that he shall come out as a root out of dry land. And that's a depiction of Jesus. Jesus is that root that comes out of the dry land. So let's face it. If we're honest, our hearts are not all entirely good soil, right? There's some hardened pathways there created by bad habits, neglect of prayer or service, unexamined biased opinions about other people that we carry through life without thinking. And we have, of course, rocky ground inside created by hard times that we've gone through. There are thorns from the pain and the rejections that we've faced and the worries of life that Jesus says chokes our ability to spiritually grow. But then there's that corner, even if it's just a smidgen, that is fertile and hope and receptive, and it receives God's word. Back in the 40s and 50s, there was an American agronomist named Norman Borlaug who worked in Mexico working with seeds and soil. He crossbred seeds to produce superior brands. He prepared fields, irrigated them, and used fertilizer appropriately. The seed alone wasn't the miracle. The transformation of his work came from careful selection, the cultivation, the partnership with the people who would be planters. These efforts eventually sparked what was known as the Green Revolution, raising yields so dramatically that famines were averted in places like India and Pakistan, and he even won the Peace Prize in 1970. You know, his work is kind of like what our divine sower is like, who lovingly prepares the seed, cherishes the seed, and prepares the soil persistently in cultivating and irrigating, doing whatever it takes to cultivate that seed in our lives, working with partnership with us even to create crops of love, peace, and justice in our world. So I would say our parable today gives us two takeaways. One, that God is, for us to remember that God is an extravagant sower, showering the earth with the love and teachings of Jesus. We are, and then we are also, the second takeaway would be that I believe the text would have us think that we are seeds, like seeds ourselves, in the hands of God, who God uses to cultivate and irrigate and fertilize so the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. A former congregant of mine, Emily, described how she worked with someone named Joyce, who she was dreaded to be around. Emily said that everything she said was met with sarcasm and meanness by Joyce. Ever know somebody who's kind of sour like that? Yeah, and it got to a point where Emily was always trying to avoid this person. And in our prayer group, she talked about her trials with Joyce. And the consensus of the group was, pray for her. And so that's what Emily did. It didn't change Joyce initially, but it changed Emily. And suddenly, Emily found God guiding her. Meeting anger with kindness. And finally, one day, Emily asked Joyce out of the blue, what if something was wrong? And Joyce burst into tears. She described her husband's unexpected death from cancer, her children being out of control, and her father with dementia, and how when she finished work, she would go and take care of him. She was simply burnt out and it was depleted of all resources and had nowhere to go. Have you ever discovered someone like this? Have you ever been in that place? Yeah, we have. So imagine seeing ourselves, how Emily was, like the seeds in God's hand used to bring care and kindness and love to a hurting person, and even into the darkest of places in our world, and leaving the outcomes to God. So our parable today would tell us that we are not to give up on ourselves or others, no matter what kind of soil we find ourselves facing. No matter how hard it is, how long a stretch it is God's seeds, and God will take care of the seed in the soil, care for us in showering us with mercy and tenderness in Jesus Christ, as God has done for us. So God gives the growth, as the Bible says, and let us remain confident that even in the hardest of times, we have a God who loves endlessly through us and will prepare the soil, who will give the growth in us and in the world around us, 100-fold and even more. Amen.